It is finally Friday, and I am so freaking excited. Not just for the episode, but because the workday is over. I can do whatever I want for these 2 days. You know, cram in my whole life in 2 days, because that's literally what I have to do. And in reality, Saturday, I'm probably going to have to fold clothes or do something else with my time. I'm not allowed to just lay around. And since I decided today was a day to take a rest day because I didn't fucking feel like working out, and also because my watch was dead this morning because I forgot to charge it, it made that decision pretty easy. But I digress. So tomorrow, obviously, I'm going to get up early and do my workout and whatever, because if I try to do it midday, it's not going to get done. And I already know that about myself. Also because my children love to all of a sudden need stuff from me when I'm working out. I'm sure they're trying to get into this room right now as I'm trying to record the podcast, and they just don't care. But welcome back to another episode of Locked and Binging with your host, Drea. This week, I asked a question that I'm pretty sure I should have gotten way more answers, but I don't know who actually saw it and who didn't. The question of the week was, what's the craziest thing that's ever happened to you at work that made you say WTF? Exclamation. All of those exclamations. All right, let's get into it. I worked at a restaurant and I caught my coworker selling to the customers. She even sold to a pregnant woman. I'm assuming that she was selling drugs. I told my supervisor about it. She didn't look surprised or confused. Instead, she brought up my tardiness, my tardiness, and addressed my uniform as if it was more important. This was a loyal customer that came around often, and we watched her pregnancy develop over the months. She would always ask for the same waitress and refuse service from any others. The pregnant woman delivered prematurely at 6.5 months, and her child was taken away after surviving the NICU for 3 months. That girl still works in the same position. I was relocated to another location for safety reasons. The customer is still loyal. What the fuck? # drug lord. That is a lot. Sounds like it is ghetto at your job, girl. But it's okay. At least the baby, hopefully, is being taken care of. That's what I hope. Oh my God. I've been waiting to see this all day. Okay. I had a kindergartner ask me if pussy was a bad word. I almost died and wanted to quit. P.S. Some of the kindergartners and older kids heard and started to giggle. I said to him, what? In my head, I'm like, oh my God, I guess you hear that word a lot. He said, you know, the cat, pussy, cat. I was like, baby, cat not a bad word, but the other word is not appropriate word to say. Just say cat. He wasn't wrong with how he used it after he explained. At the end of his reasoning, we just agreed that the word will no longer be mentioned ever again in my presence. LOL. Oh, God. Oh, no. Kids are the worst. They literally ask you, why are you fat? Why are you ugly? What is that? Why do you smell like that? Why do you smell like old people? Oh, man. One time, my niece says to some random person in the store, daddy, him ugly. And that man, I'm sure that ruined his confidence that day. That was a terrible time for him. But it was hilarious. On to the next one. Someone wrote their number and ketchup on the table and expected me to call them. Bro, you just added 10 minutes of cleaning. Not a chance. Had an entire kitchen table thrown at me. Ran to another room and a light nearly went through the door. I bet you where the fuck you working at. The hell? That's not like my job. It probably is. Oh, God. The time I almost got sexually assaulted at work and the higher-ups asked, what I was wearing. Clown face. Oh my god. Assisting someone in the bathroom and a corn kernel came shooting out and landed in my hand. I would have quit that day. See, I say that, I would have still been working there. But I feel like, in my core, I would have quit that day immediately. I would have been like, you know what? Clean yourself. There's the tissue. Bye-bye. Someone asked me if they can be next to impregnate me after I give birth. You know, a couple of episodes ago, what I said was facts. Men are disgusting. Because what the fuck? Why would you say that to somebody? A patient had smeared poop everywhere and tried to run out in the hall. Oh my god. What in the fuck? I don't fuck with feces. That's just nasty. I hate it. Throw up too. Can't. One time, I had to pull kale out of someone's ass. I would have never eaten salad again. And unfortunately, I literally, quite literally, 5 minutes ago just finished my salad. So it wasn't kale though. So I won't be eating kale for a little bit. That is the end of our answers. But that shit was funny. Well, some of them. Some of them are real serious. Because ain't no way in hell. Woo! That smearing poop though, would have had to quit immediately. So I'm guessing that you're wondering, like, what is my what the fuck moments? I have so many to pick from. I have a whole file if I really want to think about it. But I don't know. I don't know like a really good one that I can think of right now. You know what? Yes, I do. At my old job, I actually have two. At my old job, it was my shift, and my shift was 10 to 2. It's a short day for me. Fine, I don't care. And I was a one-on-one with somebody, and she just liked to stay home and go to the dollar store, go to wherever she could go to spend her little dollar, because that's all she really had. Like, she had like $5, okay? And she'd always want to get like snacks, peanuts, whatever the hell she wanted to get, okay? So one day, she didn't want to do anything. She wanted to sit and crochet her a blanket and watch her shows. And I was fine with that. Because you know what? She could do everything by herself. She didn't really need me that much. She didn't know my name. She could care fucking less about my goddamn name. Until I was doing my duties. You know what I mean? I was cleaning. I cleaned her room. I folded her laundry, put it away. I was cleaning the bathroom. I literally asked her, hey, do you want to help me clean the bathroom? And she said no. I said, okay, fine, cool. Then I ain't got to worry about cleaning it up after. I didn't say that. I just went and cleaned it up. But my manager at the time, bless her, okay? She's like, I think that you really should go clean your bathroom. And she's like, I don't want to do it. I said, no, it's fine. I will do it. It's my job. That's what I get paid for. But really, I don't care. Like, I know I don't work in a hotel, but that's my job. So I can do it. Right? Fine. I did it. A day goes by and I get a call that I am under investigation because I apparently cursed at the lady. Okay. I was like, thank God there was freaking witnesses, because what in the actual fuck are you talking about? This woman told my higher ups at my old job that I said to her, well, the fuck, you don't want to clean your bathroom? What? I would not say that to anyone. Maybe as a joke to like someone, like, no, but like, that's my job. Why would I say that to her? And of course, at that moment, she knew exactly what my name was. Oh, Dre did it. That's not my full name, but Dre did it. And then after the fact, she went and redacted her whole story, changed it up, all that, right? She's like, no, nothing didn't happen, because she loves the dramatics, loves it, which is fine. I don't care. The next day, she's like, hey, Dre, you want to go do something? Bitch, I switched my day. I switched my house that motherfucking week. I was out of there because absolutely fucking not. I cannot deal with it. So, long story short, moved to a different house. There was other problems at that house, and that's fine. I don't even care about it. No, I don't even care. But that was too much, and that was one of my what the fuck moments. Another what the fuck moment that I've had is when me and my coworker, we had did all of our stuff. We cleaned up everything. We got lunch ready. Put the dishes in the dishwasher. And chilling. Everybody ate. Everybody's fine. The second shift starts coming on and whatever. All of a sudden, we hear this little chit-chatting going on in the kitchen. And because we put the stuff in the dishwasher, because the manager of the house told us to put the stuff in the dishwasher because it would get cleaner that way, and it has like a sanitized setting or something, and that this was like when COVID was like really really big, right? So we were like, all right, cool, whatever. She's like, I don't care if it's just two utensils, just put it in there. And I said, all right, cool, we did that. These people chit-chatting, somebody had the nerve to say, yeah, you know, they don't have to pay for water at home. The way that our necks snapped, I was like, I know damn well I pay for water, so don't get me fucked up. I pay for water. You have no idea who I am. What are you talking about? So all that was said and done, and then my coworker was like, actually no, the manager said to do that. That's the only reason we did it, because we don't mind hand washing. But she said that it had a, you know, sanitized setting or whatever, and she felt comfortable with it being like that. And that was it. I cannot. And I was just like, what the fuck? Why do people have to ruin your whole aura at work? It's like some people come in and they put all their complaints and their life misery on you, and then expect you to have a fantastic day. No, that's not how that works. That's never gonna work like that. It's never gonna work. You come in complaining, you leave complaining, you can complain all over the day. Like, no. So, I got a lot of fucking what the fuck moments, but I'ma just say those two. Call it a day. Yeah, like being at work, I'm just supposed to be working there. When you go to work and you like get to know people, you know, you get friends and you get all that stuff, you get friends, that is a bonus. When you go to work, you are not walking in there to make friends. You are not walking in there to get gossip. You're walking in there so you can do your job. That's about it. I really enjoyed these what the fuck moments. I really thought I was gonna have so many more, because I know people are out there like, oh my god, I fucking hate my job. Hate that fucking job. Did I know? I know they're doing it. I know. As far as I didn't get like disgruntled employees. But yeah, that was fun. I have been watching True Detective. I'm finally at the right season. Season 4, because when I first started the show, I started on season 4 because I thought it was a whole new brand new show, and I was wrong. I'm so wrong. But I finished it within three days. So now I'm on season 4, almost done with that. And then my aunt is talking about she wants me to watch Ruthless, so I'm gonna watch that. And then yeah, tomorrow, this is gonna drop tomorrow. I might start dropping the question of the week on a Saturday rather than Sunday. I do want you to listen to my podcast, but at the same time, I need to think about all the possibilities of what can come of just getting everything done productively. I'm trying to be productive and consistent, because I love that. Love to be consistent. I'm on a high right now because I just ate. That's this week's episode of Locked and Binging. Don't forget, new episodes on Saturday at 5 a.m. Save it, share it, link it, whatever. My link is in my bio. I got the question of the week. It's always in my story. If you can't find it, like I said, link in bio. It's a link tree. It says question of the week. It's right there. You can see it. You can find it. If my son can find it, you can find it. Okay? Okay. But thank you so much. I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend.